Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, the seventh day of March 2024, where I take your calls. The lines are all open. No callers yet. Today's a perfect opportunity for a first-time caller. You'd be most welcome. Meanwhile, a couple of additional stories. War on Gaza. Israeli soldier boasted about running over a dead Palestinian man with a tank. The fact they're doing that with dead Palestinians has only encouraged them to do so with live Palestinians. I'm very pleased to say my first caller, Lila from Canada. Lila, join the conversation.
Yeah, I just wanted to compliment you on being a man of honor and acknowledging that your disappointment in Trump is very deep and genuine. And instead of covering up, you showed your integrity. So I appreciate that, and I just wanted to let you know that. Secondly, I wanted to comment on how wise you were to stop Renee yesterday. It's amazing once you put her in her place before she opened her mouth, everything changed. The tone of her voice, it didn't have that supreme accusatory, you're bad, all you white heterosexual men are bad. All of a sudden, she became more sweet and more amenable to listen to other to your opinion. So thank you for doing that, because people who assume that, anyone who attacks white heterosexual men, I don't care if they're a man themselves, real or transgendered, or if it's a woman. I really detest those who generalize and condemn white heterosexual men. That is who I miss. I miss their ability. There's something about men's hormones that allows them to remain within the range of either extreme. Most men, not all, some can be very cruel or very weak, but most heterosexual men are very moderate, and they recognize the difference between upholding a public sacred trust and imposing their own personal interests and their greed and their lust. So it is men of honor, and that as an example of those I consider dishonorable, I'd include that Mormon from Utah, whatever, I don't even like to think of his name. There's another fraud. But I have always found in my life experience, as a woman who has more than average intelligence, more than average attractiveness, my greatest secret enemies were those who played women, who played really nice to my face, and wanted to be my friend while conniving behind my back. And I also would hear them sneaking around on how to manipulate a man and how to... Women have always been portrayed as catty bitches. And those kinds of women should never be elected, especially the Hindu type or anyone who was not one of the founding nations. Whatever their skin color, whatever their ancestry is, I really detested Nikki Haley. I could see that she could go either way. It's almost like those who could go who are bisexual. They have no integrity. I often would describe bisexuals as being sexual gluttons. I have to say, in my culture in Bethlehem, the Christians of Bethlehem always kept to themselves. It sounds a little supremacist, perhaps, and a little racist, but the people of Bethlehem wanted to control. First of all, you couldn't just live in Bethlehem. You had to be a Christian. If you were non-Christian, they were in the minority, and they had to be approved. Marriages would have to be approved by the tribe, the elders of the tribe, because there were many, the Caucasoids, as we know, those who migrated tens of thousands of years ago from Europe, still respected the importance of tribe. And when a family had a daughter who might be a dwarf or a son who was a ne'er-do-well, they would always try to hide it because they'd have trouble finding a spouse for the other children. And one example of how that kind of standard existed in England as well, just read Jane Austen. Look at Pride and Prejudice. One of the five daughters disgraces herself, and the two elder daughters, who are very decent girls, say, we will all now have trouble making a good marriage. That's how, because they recognized long before DNA existed that there were heritable traits. And if somebody, I hate to say this, but it was in primitive time, if somebody was a danger to the culture, the elders of the tribe, of the tribe would get together, all the elders, because we didn't have an independent country. Palestine was under the control of one empire after another, because that area of the Eastern Mediterranean was valuable real estate. It was not desert real estate. It was valuable real estate where some, in different parts of history, they considered it the land of milk and honey. So they would, in order to ensure the security of their community, they would actually put people to death if they were a threat to the future. They wanted to remove the genes. They didn't recognize that it was genetic. They knew there were heritable characteristics, and they would want to ensure that the future generations would not spread the negative aspects that influenced heritable behavior that was violent, lazy, treacherous, perverse, especially sexual perversion. Because, and I say, women with a high libido, highly sexed women, they used to be called nymphomaniacs. Now I call them a danger to society. And dykes are among the worst. I'm sorry, I just have to say, I had to say these things. I think somebody has to say it. We are never going to restore the culture. It may be too late already. But unless we take back, we have to take back our culture. We have to get rid. Nobody who was corrupted by AIPAC or the Zionists or the WEF or all the different alphabet organizations that they've created to pervert our culture so they could control us, none of them should feel safe. Every one of them should be looking over their shoulder and wondering, is somebody coming to get me now that we have been exposed? Now, I also want to say that there are good Jews in America who should not feel threatened by what the Zionists, who have basically drafted them, conscripted them by stealing their identity and claiming to be the people of the book. Those people have been victimized. Now, whether some of them are corrupt, it may be in the DNA. There's obviously been intermarriage. So be very cautious when you're dealing with Jews. But be fair. Judge each individual for what their behavior is, and not their words. Anybody can memorize a spiel and say what they know the public wants to hear, especially when there are polls, professional polls, that say this is what the public's concerns are in upcoming elections. Anybody can memorize and practice with his trainers, speech trainers, like Ramesh Marmi. I distrusted him immediately. And as for Trump, when he was running in 2016, I literally was on the edge of my seat throughout the whole campaign, praying and hoping that he would be elected. No one was more devastated than I was when he not only illegally killed Qasem Soleimani, but even worse. See, I don't really care about Jerusalem. It seems to be an obsession for Muslims and Jews to take it away from Muslims. Not that they're really religious. The Zionists just want to take away from Muslims anything that they have. My concern has always been Bethlehem. That's what I care about. But when Donald Trump awarded Netanyahu the gift of Jerusalem, declaring it the capital as recognized by him as President of the United States, he violated international law again. One of the first things a president has to do, if he is a man of honor, is respect his obligations and respect international law. Now, the UN, there's a great video out there talking about how in 1945, when they met in California, the preamble to the UN Charter is excellent. However, And ironically, the person who said it before he was murdered was Gaddafi. He was urging the members of the UNGA, we do not work for the Security Council because they created the UN. They wrote a nice preamble, but then all of the articles in the charter favor them. Who are they to appoint themselves the masters of the world? We are the masters of our own countries, and the Security Council must do as we choose, not as they choose. They do not, they should not be given a veto shortly after he was slaughtered and humiliatingly killed by a sword. He was sodomized with a sword, as though they wanted to humiliate him. And behind that is that grotesque creature, Hillary Clinton, and her buddy Obama, both perverts. So unfortunately, America has been hijacked by the same thieves who hijacked my country, my homeland. It wasn't a country, it was a homeland, because all of us were loyal to our ancestry and our tribal ancestry. So take care. If there's anything that can be done, don't be afraid. You're going to be done anyway. You're going to be toast anyway. You're going to be killed anyway and destroyed, whether in soul and spirit or your body itself. Do not let anyone who has destroyed your country and robbed you of your heritage and robbed your children and grandchildren feel comfortable in their illegal throne. Unseat them, throw them out, make them look over their shoulder and wonder, are they coming to get me? Don't let them feel, they've made us afraid for far too long. It's time now to let them know they need to fear justice, because North America, we will honor our obligations to our heritage. That's all I wanted to encourage people to do, to get the UN, first of all, when the U.S. has a veto, if the U.S. is a participant in the murderous onslaught, they should recuse themselves because they have a conflict of interest. They should not have been allowed to veto over and over their own actions as co-murderers, co-assassins, co-butchers in the slaughter that is being voted upon. They should be obligated to recuse themselves at minimum. But more than anything else, the Security Council has to be abolished. It must be equal membership for everybody. That's what the charter says. Large or small country, we're all equal. If it's equal, then it's what the UNGA, and it shouldn't be unanimous, it should be majority, because the Yiddishers have always brought, that's how they got the vote in 47. Funny how they accepted the UN vote in 1947, which they rigged from the very start, starting with Brandeis and Frankfurter, and in my country, Ayn Rand and Lester Pearson, the faggot, who became prime minister because the Yiddishers wanted to reward him. He became known in Israel as Balfour number two. So all of the leadership since the time of Woodrow Wilson moving forward, and I think Woodrow Wilson was put out of commission so that Brandeis and his buddies, other Jewish buddies, could take over and control and run the government. It wasn't his wife who was acting on his behalf. It was Brandeis and Frankfurt and the other Zionists. So Jews, liberate yourselves. Liberate your faith from these evil people who have conscripted you against your will and now made anti-Semitism a genuine threat. So I think I've said far more than enough. Thank you for your patience, Jim. I apologize to your listeners who disagree with me.
Layla, you've made so many excellent points. Let me comment on just a couple. One is that studies with twins who are, you know, identical twins who have the same genes, the same DNA, but are separated or have different experiences in life, show our traits are about 60% determined genetically, 60%. And I can't classify precisely which those traits are, but the studies with twins are fascinating. Your point about exclusion of members of the Security Council when they have a conflict of interest is impeccable. It's obvious the United States had been vetoing these resolutions condemning Israel for genocide because it's a participant in genocide. That should not be allowed. At the minimum, that should happen. And even the abolition of the Security Council itself seemed to me to be very worthy as an issue to be brought before the United Nations. Surely there must be a mechanism by which its own charter could be revised to make points like those. I think you are right on top of the issues here, Leila. And your forecast about the United States ourselves becoming toast, I think that's happening with an invasion, 6.2 million illegals. California's giving them home loans when they have no collateral, they have no jobs, they have no skills. The whole situation is completely insane. It would only be happening if our government, our administration, were completely run by Zionist zealots, and we know that to be the case 100%.
Yes. It's tragic. But I want one last thing I wanted to mention is the brilliance of Mearsheimer. You may remember in 2007, he and I think the co-author was Steve Walt. Mearsheimer, probably about 2 weeks ago, while being interviewed by Napolitano, who asked him, will Donald Trump be any better? Mearsheimer smiled and said, I wish I could say that they will be, but both of them are controlled by AIPAC. The lobby is too strong. They were strong in 2007. Since then, they have become even stronger. Anyone, especially in a tight race, he said, it's going to be, each one will want to cater to AIPAC. So literally, our government, as you have often said and others have said, is Zionist-occupied territory. And the Jews of America, their minds have been indoctrinated by Zionists. Judaism is a legitimate religion, and they should be able to practice their religion. But they do not have the right to rule the world. And the Security Council, as Gaddafi said, Muammar Gaddafi said, before they murdered him, slaughtered him, he said, they are not the ruling class of the world. We have got to get rid of the Security Council, or simply everyone has equal rights. Their vote does not negate the General Assembly. So I think I've said enough. Again, thank you, Jim, for your patience.
Wonderful points, and I appreciate your extolling the virtues of Gaddafi. I mean, he was actually a great humanitarian. He used the resources of Libya to benefit the Libyan people. National health care, free health care, national public education, free college. He gave $25,000 gifts to newly married couples. He was undertaking the Great Waterworks Project. That would have turned North Africa into a veritable oasis. Introducing the gold dinar, which would have rapidly become the currency of all of Africa. So the Rothschild were petrified. They did not want that to happen. When the rebel groups took its first action, the founding of a central bank, I knew the whole story was baloney, criticizing Gaddafi for abusing the Libyan people when the opposite was the case. And Hillary was instrumental in the slaughter.
You know what Gaddafi said when he knew that they were out to kill him? He said, I am holding back a black wall. If you kill me, you will be inundated with a black wall, meaning that all the Africans who were starving and hungry and looking for jobs, because their country had been exploited by the same Zionists and their imperialist buddies. But he said, he predicted that black migrants would be coming to the Western world. Okay, I hear the music.
Layla, thank you for a wonderful, splendid call, Layla. Thank you so much. We'll be right back after this break.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Frances of North Carolina, what's on your mind today, girl?
Oh, what isn't on my mind, young man? you know, apparently since Michael, Michelle, whatever you want to call him, hasn't had anything more than implants done, we might as just simply call him a dude and have one song attributed to him. And it's by Aerosmith, Dude Looks Like a Lady. Go figure. But anyway, aside from that... I missed early on.
Are you saying that the Aerosmith song was about Michelle or simply that it fits Michelle?
It fits Michelle or Michael.
Yeah.
What's going to call it?
Right.
Hence the reason why I'm thinking that in hindsight, the fact that their chef had ended up losing their life when they were quite capable of swimming or boating or whatever the case was is a complete joke.
Yeah.
I have a feeling one of the two got jealous, or secondly, the chef wanted to come out clean about Michael, but instead they met an untidy end to their life.
You know, well, I think it's far more likely that Brock and Safari were having, you know, gay sex, and they had some sort of falling out, like Paul Pelosi and his friend David were having gay sex when they had a falling out, and, you know, they were using a dildo that's shaped like a hammer. It's pink. You can find it on Amazon.com for $95 and loaded with batteries. It appears to have been the cause of the skull fractures that Paul Pelosi suffered, being hit over the head with a hammer. You know, they talked about it as a hammer, but they didn't recognize or acknowledge that it was actually a dildo. So, and of course, Paul had his hand all cut up too, seriously, because he cracked out the back glass in order to make it look like a break-in, and the glass was on the outside. When it had been a break-in, it would have been on the end. I mean, it did himself serious damage, and the attempts to cover it up have been as embarrassing as the event itself.
There's that. Well, all I can say is apparently the sheriff discovered Captain Winky.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the fact that Brock had the black eye and the cuts, bandages on his hand tells me it was an interaction between him and Tafari. But, it turns out now that Brock was there at the scene where he drowned. That wasn't initially known, and I believe the initial phone call was made by Michelle. The whole thing just stinks to high heaven, and they're going to do their best to bury it, sweep it under the rug. But if she runs, all this is going to be out in the public. There's no way they're going to be able to run, even with a truncated campaign schedule. See, that's what they're hoping. That there isn't enough time to really go into these issues, but the Donald, whatever my misgivings about him, is a very shrewd political operator. He knows how to utilize the media to expose his opponent's greatest weaknesses and the fact that they are the world's biggest hypocrites. There's this wonderful piece about this, and I've mentioned it here before and played part of it, the satirist defending the proposition that Michelle Obama is a man, and in the course of his argument, he demonstrates beyond any doubt that he's not. I mean, it's just a wonderful piece. And then you got that little ditty I played here before: Michelle Obama is a man. Oh yeah, I mean, it's just wonderful, and it only runs a couple of minutes, but it gets a point home.
Well, I am curious about one thing. I missed the initial commentary about Trump and his part in the genocide that was going on, that was enacted or whatever have you. So I'm a little bit amiss of that part to begin with. And quite frankly, that would explain my misgivings about what's going on with this dude.
Floored. I'm just floored, Francis. As Trump has said about the military campaign by Israel in Gaza, finish the problem. He's supporting genocide in Gaza, Francis, and I am devastated. I put up three tweets about it. I'm just flabbergasted. My confidence in the man is totally shaken. He's a moral midget. I've said some very straightforward, unflattering things about him on Twitter at Jim Fetzer, and the links to are all included in the shows for today. Very bad. We have been betrayed.
Would tend to explain why the colors have changed from red, white, and blue, who knows what, and hopefully not having to deal with pedophilia. So, anyway, aside from that, the fact that he makes that comment to start with, which is kind of shaded, but at the same time is very blatant. Anyway, have a great week.
Francis, thanks very much, Francis. You too. Later. Have a good one. James from Vancouver, when we return, your turn is up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
James from Vancouver. James, share your thoughts today. You're on the air.
Well, yes. Good afternoon, Jim. And when I heard the first part of the show, I was shocked but not surprised. If I had to go back and do my university education again, I would definitely want to major in the art of investment banking, because leaders cannot do anything but what their bankers let them do. Back to you for your comment.
Yeah. No, I get the point. Yeah. This is the greatest political disappointment, the greatest political disappointment of my life, apart, of course, when JFK was assassinated, which was not his own doing. I mean, this is the real Donald Trump exposing himself, attitudes that are morally repugnant. And in my opinion, he's deserving of criticism of the whole world for this.
Right. But Joe Kennedy Sr. warned JFK. He said, those businessmen will never do what you want them to. This was a warning, because JFK did not want to do what the investment bankers told him to, even though when he was running and before, maybe he played up to them. But in the final analysis, he did not want to do what they wanted him to do, and for that he was assassinated. And Trump, of course, I knew he, being a survivor, he would do what the bosses, what the money lenders told him to do. You see, he'd have to do that. So I wanted to call in and
Well, you know, it seemed to me it's such a wonderful opportunity to assail Biden, the Biden admin, for supporting the genocide in Gaza. It's a matter of human rights. It's a matter of international law.
Right.
I mean, they teed themselves up for him to knock it, whack that ball down the fairway, you know, knock the pitch out of the ballpark. I mean, it was would be effortless, and I did not hear a word about it. So it had me concerned and troubled at the back of my mind. And now that he's acknowledged finishing the job, he's endorsing the genocide. That, to me, is totally unacceptable. The problem we all have now, and it now does make to me very real, the idea of the lesser of two evils. Because it can't be Joe Biden. He's too discredited. Nobody believes in Biden.
Right.
They can't even steal the election and claim it's because of enthusiasm for Biden having another term. So they got to go to either Gruesome Newsom or Big Mike. And the fact is, I think those are both highly vulnerable targets, but they want to constrict the period of campaigning so that the obvious flaws they represent do not become widely known, and then claim it was such a relief from Biden Trump that the whole country went for Newsom and Obama. But I just say this is opening a can of worms. I've been pursuing this Michelle Obama thing for at least 3 years now. I mean, I did the research way back when, maybe even longer. And it's not that tough to prove that this is not the woman she claims to be. It even turns out she continued to register as a man to vote until 2008 when Barack ran for president and she changed her affiliation to female.
Yes. Well, on the horizons, Jim, I see war. And those people, Gruesome Newsom and Michelle Obama, Big Mike, the American people would not be ready to follow them into war, but they will be ready to follow Donald Trump into war. And you can see the war on the horizon. I talked to the journalist Leo Zagami last night, and now they're talking about the great coalition corporate merger between the Roman Catholic Church and Islam. And I suggested to Leo Zagami that that is because they want to go after Russia and China. Back to you.
Yeah, well, I've been hoping, you know, Trump has been very good at keeping us out of wars.
Right.
Ukraine, you know, I'm very glad Victoria Nuland is departing the scene because she was bad news. She was a some piece of work and all for evil purposes and intent. So getting her out of the way is a big plus, especially regarding Ukraine going nuclear. So I'm relieved by that development, at least, James.
Well, it goes back to what Layla just said about Mearsheimer. Mearsheimer was always right about what they were going to do in the Ukraine and how they were going to wreck it. So I support Layla, and I hope that she writes. She needs to write, and she needs to publish. Back to you.
Yeah. Well, she's a precious resource because she knows so much. She's lived through it. She's 100% authentic. She's a national treasure, I think, all things considered. James, a final thought? Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'll get back to you again, and we'll talk more in the future, and thanks for taking my call.
I'm always glad. I'm glad to hear from you, James. You're very thoughtful. Now, Renee's here, and Renee, I just want to say, I think we all agree you're really smart. You're very articulate. Some have noted in response to our exchange yesterday that you didn't actually answer my question of whether you'd been, you know, done bad by some white guy, and that's why you're so vitriolic about white men. Of course, being a white man myself, I have a vested interest. I'd really like your opinion on. Yeah, but give me a second first, Renee, because once you go, you go. You're like a steamroller. So all I want to say is we'd actually like your opinion about other subjects now and then, such as this Trump thing, which to me is personally devastating. The floor is yours.
Well, no, but see, we as women, we have to be able, like I say, better late than never, Fetzer, that you caught on to Trump. And I'm going to say, it's not, it's just, and that's the accusation that's made against women often when we see the truth about these pathological, lying, narcissistic sociopaths. I love honorable, good, ethical, heterosexual white men, but men like Trump and Biden, no. The thing is, not, this was predictable, and I'll tell you why. Because of what he is, this was very predictable that this was going to happen. I never liked him from the beginning because it's all about him. He is a pathological, lying, narcissistic sociopath. The thing is, I'll tell you why he did this. He'll kill every kid in the damn world. You know why? Because there are more Christian Zionists in this country than there are Jews in the whole world. To link Zionism with Jews is wrong. And guess what? All those white Christian Zionists are Trump supporters. So the thing is, he has to keep that huge base of white Christian Zionist Trump supporters happy. He needs their votes. He'll kill every kid in Gaza, okay? Because it's about him. This should have been no surprise to y'all, okay?
Well,
the thing is, like I said, Zionism, linking Zionism with just Jews is wrong because there are more Christian Zionists in this country. So this was inevitable. Now, I have some good news on Kim Iverson, like one of the few women I listen to, but she is fantastic, okay? Kim Iverson, she had on this young Jewish little lawyer woman who was so interested. The title of that show is called Get Rid of Her. She's going after Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the little Zionist witch, okay, to unseat her. And she is Jewish, and she explained how, and you could tell her voice would rise when she talked about this. She says, it really took me about, I was so brainwashed, she said, it really took me about 10 years to wake up. And what really hacks her off is because her hardworking, kind of middle class, I mean, like one was a postman or whatever, Jewish family, she said, they went to their grave believing the lies that we were told. And boy, you can tell that's when she gets hacked, okay? And she is going after, you really need to see her. It's called Get Rid of Her on Kim Iverson. She is going after Debbie Wasserman Schultz's position, who's just this horrid, horrid woman, okay? And so the thing is, and see, that's what y'all don't understand, because y'all jump to conclusions about me because of your biases. Let me tell you, I'm harder on women than men, because how can I say this? There's some women, what I call, who are willing to be the madam at the whorehouse, okay, and sell out other women and stab them in the back in order to get approval or money from men. Oh yeah, they are the people I have the most contempt for, okay? These little backstabbing women. Yeah, Layla, you and I are on the same page on that, okay? So the thing is, on multiple issues. But see, this little woman, like Layla said, they need to judge them on their character and who they are. There's this lovely little woman going after Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I wish her, y'all in Florida need to do what y'all can to help her, because you know, that would be a really great victory if we could get rid of Deborah Wasserman Schultz. Okay,
yeah.
It was predictable that Trump would do this. You see, like I said, we women have to be able to spot these men. Our literal survival depends on it. We have to, because in a patriarchal culture and the way they have so much more physical strength with their upper bodies and the financial strength they have in this patriarchal culture, literally our lives depend on being able to spot these people. Like you say, we don't have to worry. You know, everybody's worried about when the person comes across the border and does something to us women. It's happening to us by our own, in our own country. Do y'all see the news every day of people, white, of men, often men, sometimes women, but mostly men, wiping out their wives, girlfriends, children? This is happening on a daily basis, okay? And the thing is, so, like I say, a woman has to develop this sense spot these men, because if she doesn't, like I say, if he doesn't outright kill her, okay, physically, he will kind of murder her physical and mental health. It's death by a thousand cuts, okay? It's death by a thousand cuts, but just doing things to destroy her life. And there are, statistically, there are many more men that fall into this category than women. There are some women. But in this particular category, there are more men. And like I said, because of their superior strength, to ignore the red flags, you do so at your own peril. And so I'm glad to see you admit, like I say, and even though you were kind of vicious to me yesterday, I admit I'm kind of feeling sorry for you today, Fetzer, because I know you really were a real believer. You know, and it's always a letdown. It was a letdown for us also with Ron Paul, you know, and so I know that hurts, but like I say, I really appreciated you admitting, you know, that you were in error about that. Yeah, I really do. And so, I know how it feels. I know how it feels, you know. You feel betrayed, you know, and rightly so. So that's what I have to say.
Good. Renee, thank you very much. Great call. Much appreciated. Uh-huh. Mike in Kentucky. Mike, join the conversation. Welcome back.
Hardcourt Fenton Mudd. Where have you been and what have you been doing? Who have you been talking to, Hardcourt? You know, you're a Star Trek fan, aren't you?
You know, I was never, my brother, my okay. younger brothers were Trekkies. My one-time girlfriend, whom I went for 7 years, spent seven Christmases in Boston, was huge on Star Trek. I never got fully into it, but I appreciate Star Trek and Star Wars, too, for that matter. Go ahead, Mike.
Harry Mudd ended up as revenge by Captain Kirk, stuck on a planet with a bunch of robot ex-wives that talked like that. Can you imagine?
I get it. Get it.
Hardcore? Anyway, you get what you put out sometimes. Comes back to you like a boomerang. But, yeah, everybody's disappointed in Trump. I was disappointed in Ross Perot. I mean, and the League of Women Voters. Where's the outrage of that still? The League of Women Voters.
I think Ross, his whole family were threatened if he didn't get out of the race, that he was forced out to protect his family. I think that was involuntary. He was a brilliant guy. He gave us the right word about NAFTA. Bill Clinton scammed the whole nation, and we've been paying for it ever since.
I've seen a prairie chicken perched on a potato on a bumper sticker that says, I kind of miss Dan Quayle at this point.
Very funny.
Yeah,
give us a final thought. I've got three or four others lined up and almost no time. Right. Just go ahead. Give us a final thought.
Well, it's kind of cliche about the Hardcore Fenton Munn robot women that henpick their men, you know. strong-willed woman. So, yeah, as Renee admitted, there's plenty to go around, and I've had my fair share of reverse discrimination in the workplace, that's for sure, since 1980. Yeah. I think it was the pill that was a catalyst for that, besides now.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks a lot. Charlie in Florida. Charlie, join the conversation.
Oh, hello, Professor. Yeah, I didn't catch your early part of the show, but I did see your tweet yesterday on Twitter, on X, and I answered it back to you. But I'm really disappointed about this. To me, it's like, I'm like you, it seemed like a no-brainer that he would not support Israel over there in Gaza. I don't think he's doing it because he's controlled by Israel, like a lot of people are saying. I think he's just, I think the guy just doesn't have the depth. I'll be honest, I thought he was a lot more intelligent, a lot deeper than, on things, but he also talked about the Russia still, he's still on the Ukrainian side on the, he believes that Russia invaded, you know, over there, and he's still talking about how he was so good at bringing in, you know, warp speed and all that stuff with the vaccine.
Yeah.
There are several issues here. This guy, I've always been a Trump supporter like you, and even the people that called in. To me, there's not a dime's bit of difference, hardly, between him and Biden right now. The only difference is the border issue.
Yeah, well, the border is a huge
issue.
The border is a huge issue. He made us energy independent. He gave us a thriving economy. Biden's done nothing but destroy the country. So I think we still have to go Trump, but with misgivings. And, you know, it really is the lesser of two evils. We got to pick the guy who can potentially do the most good, and it remains him, warts and all. They're just a whole lot worse than I thought. He may even have some cancer there we hadn't previously diagnosed. Give me a final thought, Charlie, just because I got four others I'm going to be unable to work in. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's still the economy. Like they say, the economy, stupid Trump's still the best for the economy, and he's still going to be the best on the border issues. But if for any other reason, I can't vote for the guy, but I'm going to vote for him anyway because of those two issues, and that's it.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, good, Charlie. Good, good, good. Max in New York. Max, join the conversation.
What I thought about Trump the other day, and so I thought about it yesterday, and remember I was saying how when you hire a lawyer, you now become a ward. So what was that? Who was that first lawyer? Cohen? Rolled out
Roy Cohen. It was a mob lawyer. Yeah,
no. The other Cohen, his personal lawyer, he had.
Oh, Michael Cohen.
And so once you get a lawyer, here's the thing: you swear to uphold the Constitution, which means you swore an oath. And when you swear the oath to uphold the Constitution, you just told the world you know law. You know the law. You swore you knew the law, but now you got lawyers. He had these two lawyers with this whole thing. I barely watch any television, so I only get stuff second and third hand from you guys, what's going on. But once you get a lawyer, you're a ward. So everyone's like voting for this ward, hoping this ward's going to save us. So we're, you know, the people who want this potential president is a ward. They're wards now, too. So we need to get out of this ward-like thinking. I'll keep it short. I think people need to focus on owning property and making sure you're safe coming up in the next few years.
Yeah. Good,
one
Mark.
One thing I wanted to say about Michelle, and, you know, Jared Kushner voted as a girl for 8 years.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
I could say a few other things, but you know, while everyone was checking out Big Mike's package,
Max,
I'm like, you know, I think Obama's a girl. Either a girl or the whole thing is a fabricated, computer-generated image.
We know Barack. Larry Sinclair was on with Tucker and talked about servicing Barack on two different occasions. It was totally authentic. I mean, it's gruesome, but it's out there. Larry Sinclair, check it out. Check it out.
I've heard that, but, you know, sometimes they make up stories to maintain a narrative.
This is not made up, Max. Look, good stuff, Max. Phil in Florida. Phil, join the conversation.
Thank you, Jim. Larry Sinclair is the real deal. He used to cover our demonstrations personally in Daytona Beach, and he was living there in Port Orange, and had many face-to-face talks with him, and he's the real deal. But I wanted to, my concern has been, you know, like giving Trump marching orders because of these concerns that's been that have been raised not only by you but by so many of the callers. And I think we need to continue to have these discussions and raise these concerns and raise them so loud and so frequently that they spread out onto other platforms and people you know, they hear us, maybe they'll start talking about it, and eventually, you know, this guy's going to, just like they did when Trump was praising his own warp speed stuff at the rallies, and then the people started getting boos from the crowd, you know, he was getting the message, you know. And I think we need to continue this, and what he did to Soleimani, you know, blatantly killing, you know, it's like somebody coming over here and killing one of our generals, you know, it's the same thing. And the Zionist Christians that Renee was talking about, and everybody, you know, the right wingers, all applauding this, the veterans, you know, no, that's wrong, man. You know, and that's Renee was saying, you know, this is what Trump's still about and proud of it. And we've got to continue to voice our opposition to this.
Phil, I like that. Thank you so much, Jim.
Yeah,
I like that a lot. Good call, Phil. Scottish John in Austin, go for it.
Yeah, Jim, I'd just like to comment on what Renee said yesterday about George Galloway. On one hand, I'm in agreement with George Galloway. I'm a big supporter of independence for Palestine, but I'll never forgive him for denying independence for Scotland. He should be bloody ashamed of himself.
Yes. Yes. Very appropriate, Scottish John. Ken in Michigan. Ken, you got a minute. Go for it.
Yeah. Hi, Jim. People should listen to James Kelso. He really puts a positive spin on his program called The Trump Phenomenon at 9 o'clock Monday through Friday. And people really got to get into positive mindset. No one else can run the country better than Trump. He's the man of the hour, the man we need. If we don't have him back in office, we had the election stolen from us. So it's our country's finished if people don't go out and vote for him. And I mean by a landslide. You can't be saying, oh, he did this, he did that, warp speed and all this nonsense. He's the one that's going to run the country. He does a damn good job.
Ken, I think the majority are going to go that way. I think he would win by a landslide. I'm just acutely disappointed that he's endorsing genocide in Israel. That, to me, is reprehensible. And I cannot forgive him for that, but I will still support him for president, Ken. I will still support him for president.
Absolutely.
Thanks for working
Ken. Look at World War II.
Everybody, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN.
I'm gonna try a little help from my friends. Ooh, I get high.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.